Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue through the devotional journal, Almost Heaven, Devotions for the Journey Home, we're nearing the end of that little book, day 30, I believe. And our topic today is a home with wisdom. It doesn't take long, at least for me, to look around and think we're kind of lacking in this area. It almost appears that we've become so enamored as a culture on education that we forget the basic element of wisdom. It's not, and I say this in the written devotional book, it's not that we ought to abandon our pursuit of education, but within that we ought to have a deliberate pursuit of wisdom. God describes the wisdom that comes from heaven, the home of wisdom, as being pure, as being peace-loving, as being impartial, as being sincere. And he says the wisdom from heaven is something that he's willing to give generously if we would just ask. One of the things about wisdom is God, I believe, and I believe Scripture teaches that God expects us to use it. Wisdom unused really serves no purpose. Sometimes that's the tipping point between education and wisdom. It's easy to accumulate a lot of knowledge, to fill our minds with things that could be useful, might be useful, we hope would be useful, but never put them to use in a productive way. We look at so many difficulties that we face in life, and we somehow believe that enough education will solve them. But when you continually hear some of the most educated people sound like fools, it ought to begin dawning on us that the problem is not a lack of education, but rather a lack of wisdom. You see, as we consider God's home, a home from which wisdom flows, we ought to be more involved, more deliberate in filling our homes here on earth with wisdom. By spending time with God on a consistent basis, to sit down with His Word, to spend time in prayer, listening to God, examining Scripture, recognizing if the things that you're hearing from whatever source are true and godly. Sometimes we end up led down this path that lacks wisdom because we listen to the wrong people. Only we don't know they're the wrong people because, well, we trust them or we trust their position. Just because a person would stand up on a Sunday morning or in a church gathering of at any time and claim to speak on behalf of God doesn't mean that the words that they're sharing are filled with God's wisdom. One of the difficulties is one who preaches is constantly trying to make sure I clear as much of me out of the message as I can, while still making it personal, while still making it relatable to people. But it's much easier to tell our story and to share our opinions and to proclaim the things that we like. And to quote the latest statistics and the latest studies and the latest bits of education we can find and never make it around to considering what God says. And it's in this world that we slowly begin to accept things that lack wisdom. And the good news, part of the good news in this area is that it's always available. No matter how far down this path of foolishness we've walked, God says we can stop. And He will give the wisdom we need. And many times in our personal life, that wisdom is going to require an action, and that first action is usually to turn around and come back to God. Make that first step to ask God for help. We live at a time that Christians are very good at quoting specific verses that fit whatever we're going through. Good verses, great promises from God, but so often we cling to the promises of God and we tend to ignore the fine print that really isn't fine print at all. We quote the idea that God will heal our land if we would just pray. And we conveniently pass over all the parts about humbling ourselves, of turning from our wicked ways, of seeking His face, of the act of repentance woven throughout that. But somehow as Christians, as believers in Christ, we believe repentance is for somebody else. I've accepted Christ. What do I need to repent of? Pride, envy, lust, greed, jealousy. I don't know. I suppose there are some listening that have matured well beyond me. Pretty confident of that. But I don't really know a lot of people that have matured beyond the point of needing to repent from time to time. Of discovering things in their life, of me discovering things in my life that I need God to help me turn away from, to remove. And at least in my life, they're more, as I grow and mature in Christ, they're usually more attitudes and thoughts than they are actions. But wisdom says I repent while they're still attitudes and thoughts and before they become actions. Writer of Proverbs, I believe, says that by wisdom a house is established. And we consider what God offers. How much effort ought we to put into setting aside time to daily ask God for that day's wisdom? just in a similar fashion as to what Jesus taught us to ask daily for the bread that we need that day. I believe, and when I teach about that model prayer that Jesus used, I talk about the fact I believe Jesus does intend for us to ask Him daily for our daily needs, which includes the bread, the food, the things that sustain us. But I believe His teaching goes beyond that. He makes it clear that the bread that we really need is the bread that comes from heaven. The bread that we really need is His flesh. And to daily ask for the things we need that day, spiritually as well as physically. To start each day asking God to help me to live with wisdom today. To apply the things I know, to apply the things that His Word says. To live differently because His presence through His Spirit is within me. To close my mouth when things shouldn't come out of it, to open it when things should. You see, as we head toward home in heaven, we must realize that it is a home filled with wisdom. And if we want to experience and be prepared for what that's like, then we ought to be more deliberate in filling our home here on earth with wisdom. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You for that You are a God that loves us. You give generously in this area of wisdom. James writes and says, You give without finding fault. That You know our need. And You don't blame us for having a need to ask. And so, Father, we come to You daily asking that You would give us the wisdom we need for today. The courage to apply that wisdom, to put into practice the things that we know we ought to do. And Father, as we pursue education, as we pursue knowledge, as we pursue the things that the world values greatly, may we include within that a deliberate pursuit of wisdom to use that education and knowledge properly, to use it in ways that honor Jesus. To use it in ways that are pure and sincere and seeking the good of others. To use it in ways that reflect the wisdom that our heavenly home is filled with. Father, as I pray, I continue to pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, and I think about the education that they receive and how so much of it is useful information to be applied and used, but how it appears that we are increasingly going beyond what is necessary knowledge and filling our children with thoughts that are contrary to Your Word. And in so doing, filling them with doubt and confusion. I think of so many children who are living life in despair and hopelessness because they've not found the source of wisdom that is freely available. the conflicting messages of what's right and wrong. Father, I pray that we would, as your children, guard our children. Help them to seek out wisdom from you. I pray that as we ask you for wisdom for ourselves, that we would ask that you would pour out a spirit of protection upon our children and teach them to seek wisdom from you. That they would see that kind of wisdom lived out in our life, that it would be a desirable wisdom. Father, that our love for one another, our love for people in general, would make our wisdom attractive to our children, to anyone who is watching. Help us to apply that wisdom in a way that remains faithful to you, faithful to your word. May we not become so wise in our own eyes that we're bold enough to change your word or to neglect the parts we don't like or to explain it away. But may we consume your word, and may our life be consumed by your word. Fathers, I pray for our children, I pray for the nation that we're creating, that all of us have to grow up in. I pray that we would make wiser decisions in who we elect in all positions of all levels of government. That we would pay attention to the character and wisdom more than the party affiliation, more than the fancy words that are spoken in TV commercials and sound bites. Father, may you raise up among us a people of character, of godly character, that will serve with wisdom. Father, may we as your children continue to have great wisdom in following your word to pray for our leaders, whether we agree with them or like them or not. To pray that we can continue to live peaceful and quiet lives. Father, may wisdom lead us down that path of trusting you, of seeking your face above all else. And Father, and we apply that wisdom that we've asked for, that we acknowledge comes from you, may we do so in a way that lifts up Jesus to the people around us, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.